RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
For the team, a good spokesperson, a good manager of people and all of those kind of things. You see how hard the players worked for him on Sunday. I mean, you don't get that if guys don't want to be playing for their head coach. You just don't get that. So I think there are plenty of reasons for him to stick around. But having said that, I sort of feel like there's almost a vibe of, you know, a change is in the air. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that, but it almost feels like there's something brewing. I don't know what it is.
Mary Kay Cabot, Cleveland.com, Hall of Famer. Got to throw that one out there. I don't think I've said Hall of Famer yet on the air about her, and she is a Hall of Famer.
Hoff.
I did when she was here with us, but I haven't said it since. And so she's a Hall of Famer. So if you don't like that.
She signed like her checking account and everything with Hoff at the end of it.
She should.
I think it's really funny when people make the Hall of Fame in the NFL and they carry that over like every signature. And I always wonder how that, like, where does that end? Like, if you go to the bank and you sign it Joe Thomas, H-O-F, and put the class on the end of it, you're clearly, that's not right. You shouldn't be doing that. But also, you got, there's a sense of pride there, so, and everyone at the bank knows what you did.
So here's the thing.
It's not like it's new news to anybody.
I can say right now, I have changed my positioning on this. If you were not a medical doctor and you signed things, doctor, whatever, I used to have a problem with that. And now, having had to work as hard as I have in life at anything to be any amount of success, I'm like, it's really hard to get a doctorate. You should be a doctor. I don't care if you're a medical doctor. That's on my dumb brain to distinguish. Yeah. Write doctor in front of everything. You should have something for every. You should be like bachelors. If you completed college, double bachelors. Fine.
See, now that was a nice thing until you did the bachelor's part
no,
of this.
No.
Well, I think. Well, I mean, this is my mom's never ending. Like what happens here? Because she refers herself as Dr. Peterlin because she has a doctorate, but it's not a medical doctorate,
the
right?
Doctor,
and so
the doctor is in.
And so,
I
mean, she did everything she needed to do to get the doctorate. She did that's the thing. She got her PhD. She did all that, but it's like, and she gets to like by the letter of how it works, call herself doctor, but she's not a medical doctor. And there are enough people out there that'll be like, doesn't count. You're not a medical doctor. You're misleading people almost. But I'm like, who cares?
And yeah, I say you respond to those people.
Make a different designation. She worked really hard.
Go become a doctor and tell me it doesn't matter.
Well, that's why the medical doctors sign everything MD, you know, because that's like the true, you know, hey, I'm a medical doctor.
See, by the way, if I was like an LPN, if I was like the highest level, I'd sign that bleep too. Celebrate your success, people. Now,
we could sign ours SRH, sports radio host, and we're just give designations to everything.
I was just going to do Nick Wilson hack. That's what I was going to do.
That works, too. Yeah, that works, too.
Absolutely. Blowhard.
And
that was another
that's
one.
Also how Weird Al signs it, too.
Yeah.
Oddly enough.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
By the way, I heard from our guy Logan Bruce yesterday.
I don't love hearing that because I don't know that I was the kindest to Logan Bruce unless he had a good time.
I thought he had a good sense of humor about it. He said thank you for playing his music. And
yeah, that's all Logan should really care about,
he
right?
He did say...
Yeah, he's got to throw something in there.
I do have original music. And we're like, thanks, buddy.
You're like, we don't want to play those, though, but thanks. Maybe Q does though, or
that's
maybe
true.
Maybe one of the
NCX,
other stations.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, this is just doors
we
open
have a country,
for Logan.
But maybe we can get a country station if you want one.
He can come over and use our lounge studio that we have and do some performances for the sales staff, like some people do.
That's true.
That's a thing that artists do around here.
I think we should have a special show for that from the lounge one day. I don't know
like what
for.
Me and you.
Yeah,
doesn't Baskin and Phelps every now and again have done shows from the lounge?
Yeah, and I think we could do it better than them.
Well, I'm not okay, but it's not like the lounge cares about the quality that's coming out of this.
That's true.
The lounge just exists.
It's like the casting couch. It just happens to be there. Whoever uses it, uses it.
It's like a revolving door of audiences that just live in the lounge and just wait for performances. And they judge like the two Muppets at the top of the theater.
You walk by and they like get really excited. And then you walk down the stairs like, oh. Thought it was good. Also, Adam correctly pointing out on Twitter that I referenced hair and I meant Godspell. Oh, Mac pointing at me. Mac, bleep you. You couldn't have saved a fat man there?
I had somebody call in after you guys were already in the middle of your topic last segment there, calling to correct you on that.
I'm no longer the musical guy.
I thought you were the musical guy. What happened?
Now, apparently, all that hair that I lost also was my musical theater knowledge. I was wrong.
I would have taken that convo for 25 more minutes and had no understanding that you were wrong in describing the musical that you were describing.
And then Lord of the Drip OG.
Never would have got it.
On the 92.3 The Then YouTube chat channel.
Drop those corn emojis.
Drop those corn emojis. Saying that he's counting on us to keep him awake for the next 3 hours, which...
Me too.
Yeah. Longer. Till 7.
Yeah, we got to be here.
And hopefully to like 7:30 because you got to get home safe. Troy Aikman had this point on Monday Night Football last night, talking about Matt Stafford, which is a little weird because Matt Stafford was a supremely, supremely, supremely talented and successful quarterback before he got to Sean McVay. But I think he made a point about...
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Quarterbacks and how organizations impact quarterbacks and vice versa that I think we can kind of transpose to head coaches.
I think there's been a lot of quarterbacks that have been drafted high who have left the game and have been labeled a bust. And I think it's unfair because I do feel that organizations and coaching has failed quarterbacks more than quarterbacks have failed organizations.
And I mean, this is popping up a ton right now. Obviously, it's Baker, it's Darnold, it's Geno Smith. It's all these guys that absolutely, you know, it felt like the NFL left them for dead. And then they've had successful stops elsewhere and later on in their career as well.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, I believe this. And I think when you look to a guy like Sam Darnold, I think Kevin O'Connell brought out the quarterback that probably was always meant to be there with Sam Darnold. Maybe not a franchise quarterback, but a really good quarterback. Adam Gase and then... Matt Rhule, I think they damn near ruined the guy. I think those things are fair to say. And I don't think this has happened with Kevin here. Because I think one thing that the national media has continued to get wrong with Kevin is Kevin's own fault with how the Browns have gone the last 6 years. But I do think there have been head coaches the Browns have ruined. I think Mike Patton was 100% ruined by impatient ownership.
Well, so if quarterbacks can be ruined by places, can head coaches be ruined by places too? And I think that's the argument that Stefanski's going to have in going out into the other part of the NFL world is just that. Like, that's his big argument, is that the Browns ruined me. The same way that all these other quarterbacks that leave Cleveland for a brief moment in time get to also say, hey, wait, I think that was the Browns that did it, not me. Now, where I would have an argument with this, and I do think it's very, very possible that the Browns, at the end of the day, just ruined Stefanski in some way. But, like, my big thing with Stefanski has been that he's been the same coach he was when he entered, and he hasn't really updated anything when it comes to when you watch him not only call games offensively, which he doesn't even do anymore, but also the idea that, like, his schemes and everything. He used to be so creative. He used to be so good. He was ahead of the game within motion and offenses and all these different things. And then it's just kind of gone away. And it felt like as the NFL world got better at beating quarters coverage, for instance, and they got better at beating some of the things that were taking away what Mahomes does very well, Stefanski wasn't able to update his profile on that. And that's where I feel like if that's a lack of want to because you don't have the personnel to do it, or if that's a lack of creativity, something happened with Stefanski that did change him.
So... This is where I actually am willing to go. Like, I think if we go back in a DeLorean and say, Don't pay him a fully guaranteed contract, Jimmy. It's a disaster.
Yeah, that was
good. That's Doc Brown.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, not Adam the Bull. Sorry. Just want to make sure that we're clear. Because those two impressions for me sound incredibly the same.
It did sound a lot alike. But I thought it was a good Doc Brown.
Okay, thank you.
Until you said Adam, it didn't even cross my mind.
But I think that's a pivotal point where I think it stopped Kevin being able. I think so much of the creativity and evolution, all the things you're talking about, are simply because you have the same quarterback or stability at the quarterback position, which because Deshaun was neither healthy nor not suspended for any one of the seasons he's been here, made that kind of evolution impossible, and you were consistently just stuck in a base offense.
Yeah, and it's what it seems like. And that's, and again, that maybe that's why there's some hope there. If you give Stefanski better offensive players and that stability, that would get ignited again, and all of a sudden he'd go back to being what he was the first couple years here. I just, at this point, I got no proof that that's going
to
happen.
But I think to the idea that did Kevin Stefanski break the Browns, or did the Browns break Kevin Stefanski? I think the answer is, it's like an Ouroboros kind of answer. Like, it's yes, they broke each other. And I think most of the NFL will say the Browns broke Kevin Stefanski. And I think that's wildly, I think I really don't like the painting of Kevin Stefanski as Oliver Twist asking for you know, rations, and Jimmy Haslam just wouldn't give him what he wants. I think that's wildly unfair to the situation, and I think it's just an incredible overcorrection to not just address a coach that you personally like failed in some pretty radical ways over the last 6 years.
It's almost, it lets him off the hook in some ways. Yeah. I hear you on that. But that's why, like, anytime I'll do any of these interviews, once he gets another job somewhere else, like, I'll bring up that idea that I just laid out. And you know, what's interesting is that we played that audio in the first segment, the Fowler audio, and Fowler is one of the first people I've heard kind of bring up the concept of him getting punished across the league for giving up play calling twice. And it's something that, like, it's just one of those things that for years, I went down to the idea that Stefanski would rather not have the job than give up play calling because he loves it so much, and it's stuff that he cared about so much, and that part, the creativity, all of it was stuff he loved, and he was just so easily just gave it up twice. It just doesn't, this version of Kevin is not the same version that we saw early on when we got here, and that's another proof positive to that.
216-474-0092. Did the Browns break Kevin Stefanski? We did play the Troy Aikman sound there from ESPN, kind of talking about how more organizations have ruined quarterbacks than quarterbacks have ruined organizations. We'll have more on this, and of course, if any reports come out on it as well, we'll get to that. But when we come back, a different way to look at Kevin Stefanski leaving the Cleveland Browns. The Cleveland Browns.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.